Illinois towns, cities rising up to oppose Chicago's and Governor J.B. Pritzker's sanctuary policies. By Warner Todd Houston on December 31, 2023. As the year-end toll mounts for the costs of the welcoming policies that Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and the city of Chicago continue to push, many villages, cities, and counties in the collar area around Chicago are finally starting to push back by enacting laws that ban buses from dropping off homeless illegal aliens in their jurisdictions. As Breitbart News reported early in December, despite claiming to be a sanctuary or welcoming city, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson quietly put into place ordinances that severely restrict the times of day, days of the week, and number of buses that are allowed to drop off illegal aliens inside city limits. But the move has had serious consequences for surrounding cities as bus drivers began to leave their passengers in the communities just outside Chicago and even in farther-flung areas of the collar counties surrounding the Windy City. In response to Chicago's restrictions, several cities quickly passed ordinances of their own to prevent buses from dropping off any of the illegal aliens that were initially headed for Chicago. But that did not stop the buses, most of which are originating in Texas, from dropping off passengers in cities as far as 50 miles south of Chicago. Now the move to pass local laws prohibiting bus drop-offs is growing as surrounding cities and counties rush to pass laws to keep the buses aimed at heading into Chicago and not their own locales. Cities including Rosemont, Cicero, Schaumburg, Elk Grove Village, Madison, Chicago Ridge, Elburn, and South Barrington have already pushed through new rules that to one degree or another hamper or ban bus drop-offs. Meanwhile, others considering measures include Clarendon Hills, Posen, Crystal Lake, Oak Lawn, and Broadview, according to WirePoints. Counties are also starting to get worried that buses originally headed for Chicago will be way late in their jurisdictions due to the welcoming city's unwelcoming rules restricting buses. According to reports, Southwest Suburban Grundy County, through which Routes 80 and 55 run, is erecting signs on the interstate telling bus drivers not to even try stopping there. Grundy County Sheriff Ken Briley laid the blame on Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. "The mayor of Chicago has created a situation that's creating a crisis for us in setting their standards much more difficult for their buses to arrive in Chicago," Briley told WLS-TV on December 28. The moves by the surrounding communities show that the governor and the left-wing rulers in Chicago are far out of touch with what most of Illinois wants to see happen with immigration policy. For his part, even as he claims to still support sanctuary city policies, Chicago's mayor is drowning in the costs of providing free housing, legal assistance, health care, food, and education to the illegal immigrants he is welcoming to the city. And he plans to appropriate $95 million in funding that was supposed to go to deal with the COVID-19 virus and redirect those dollars to housing illegal aliens. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.